Brett Hollander back here on WBAL News Radio 1090. We're joined now by the head coach of the number 13 team in the land, Mark Turgeon. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, Brett. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's great to hear from you. Big game, obviously, coming up. Before we get into Indiana, if you wouldn't mind taking a look back for a moment at the Michigan State game on Saturday at the Xfinity Center. To me, you may have had a bigger win, I guess, in this season, but to me that may have been the most complete game by your team. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that is, and it was good to see. You know, it was a big crowd, obviously a big name, Michigan State, one of the premier programs in the country, and the guys played well, and I've been waiting for them to do that, put a game together, especially at home. We've had some really good road showings, but we haven't been as dominant as home as I'd like, and they did it. You know, they came together, they made some shots, and really guarded, and played at a high level. And it was really a fun day for just to be a Terp fan.
And going to that point, to me, just watching the game on television, it had a special feel to it. The game, it felt like, was a high stakes game where there was great intensity and the energy level in the building kind of burned through your TV set. And I know people who grew up watching Maryland basketball, going to games at Kohl Fieldhouse or the Comcast Center, or just listening on the radio, watched on TV. That was very reminiscent of some big-time old college basketball games in College Park.
No doubt. And, we want to get to that point where it's like that, but not all that way. But our fans have been great. Our home stand last week, the Rutgers game, Rutgers played their tails off and had a chance to win the game, but our fans were just terrific, didn't let us quit, and we kept playing, and we got some stops late and pulled that one out. And then I just thought on Saturday the fans were just at another level from start to finish. So it was fun. It's, when things start to come together and you start to play well and the fans come out, it's a lot of fun.
Defensively right now, the effort's obviously great, but the amount of stops your team is getting, the opposing field goal percentage, you guys are imposing. You look at any metric, it's all there. Tell me about your team right now defensively.
Well, we're getting better. I think getting Dez back and getting Evan back has helped us defensively because they're experienced and they're smart players, and it's given us more depth. I think what's helped, too, is rebounding. We have not been a great rebounding team this year. We continue to work on it and talk about it, but it's getting better. And what's really improved for us, and it's going to have to be great tomorrow night, is our transition defense. Wasn't very good early in the season, and we've gotten better. We've played some, fast-paced teams in Minnesota and Michigan State twice, and we're going to be, pushed tomorrow night with Indiana. But that's gotten better, and got some shot blockers. But guys have just bought into playing defense and trying to guard the right way, and they're taking a lot of pride in it.
Mark Turgeon is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. I read an interesting article just about the difference in free throw shooting from one year to another. How hard can you preach that in the off season and in practice, and then to see it show up through 19 games on game day and being a big difference in close ball games? Tell me about that.
Well, one, we have a lot of really good shooters, and we've been lucky. Hopefully it'll continue. We've been able to get to the foul line a lot, and we get comfortable there. And there's a lot of guys that have shot a lot of free throws and are feeling more comfortable. But guys like DeMonte Dodd, John Graham, guys that have really worked hard to become better foul shooters, it's showing. But the rest of the guys are just really good shooters and really good foul shooters and feel comfortable at the line.
One of those guys is Melo Trimble. Have you seen a freshman in this sort of environment playing that type of position, playing the point, and being that poised before? You've seen a lot of college basketball, obviously,
yeah.
But is it really kind of head and shoulders above anything you've seen before?
Well, I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of good players, a lot of good freshmen come in and handle their job well. And he's doing it as good as any of them. And, he's a very confident young man, very poised. It is who he is. I'm really not surprised with what he's doing because he's got good teammates around him. He's very coachable. He believes in what, the system's doing for him and doing for our team. And so it doesn't surprise me. The thing I am a little surprised about is how good of a defender he is, because usually that's the biggest step for a new guy, a young guy, is defensively. But Melo's been pretty solid for us defensively.
How, maybe this is not a fair way to phrase this question, but how surprised are you with the play of DeMonte Dodd?
I said DeMonte down at the end of last season, and I said, DeMonte, I want you to be our starting center next year. I really believe you can be our starting center. I think you have a huge upside. And so I believed in him, you know, when the season ended last year, that he was going to do this for us. The thing that makes Demonte what he is he knows who he is. He knows he's a defender and a rebounder, shot blocker, and runs the floor. And he's really, you know, taken to his role and done a nice job with it. So, you know, he continues to get better, continues to grow, and hopefully will, you know, help us and become a better player as this year goes on.
And finally, Coach Turgeon, Indiana on the road, one of those real historic sites in college basketball, one of the signature programs of the Big Ten, your new conference. Tell me about this game tomorrow and what the Hoosiers bring.
Well, we're obviously real excited. They got ranked for the first time in a couple years, or, you know, whenever they had a good Sweet 16 team a couple years ago. And so that's exciting. We know it's going to be a great crowd. They have great fans. And they have tremendous guard play. They have good players all across, but they have tremendous guard play. And then they stretch you. They have really good shooters. So they're going to challenge us defensively. It's a tough environment, tough building. We're going to have to play with poise and execute at a high level. But it should be a fun college basketball environment. And our guys all year have taken to that. So hopefully they'll do it again tomorrow.
It's been a fun season to watch, Coach. Best of luck against Indiana, and hopefully we'll catch up soon. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Okay. All right, Brett. Thanks, bud.
That's Mark Turgeon. We'll come back with more next year on WBAL News Radio 1090.